This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The great Kevin Harlan joins us.
This is drive time, isn't it, back in Houston. Man, woman, or child, right?
Live from New Orleans, Flight by Yuengling presents Sports Radio 610 on Radio Row. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in. Looking to be joined by the man who will be calling the Super Bowl for Westwood One, and you'll be able to listen to that right here, Sports Radio 610. If you are rolling around in Houston looking for the game, you can find it right here on Sports Radio 610, and you will hear the voice of Kevin Harlan.
Somebody stop
Look
that
out,
man!
Here comes.
And hopefully he will be joining us coming up in a matter of moments in this as we get ready for this game. And I'm curious to him how he sees this thing, like going into it, the storylines and everything that's surrounding the Chiefs, not only the potential for three in a row, but also the other outside stuff, the dynasty stuff. Be good to hear from him and get his thoughts on that coming up. as we look on the text line, someone just said you guys are going viral on Twitter for you all's interaction.
Yay!
You
know,
all right.
As well, we should.
That's right. Yep. As well as we should. Yeah. I wondered if that would be the case. In my mind, I wasn't thinking it till I just saw that.
Bundle Ruski do.
Just till I just saw that right there. But no, it should be, man. All right, hey, make a name, I guess. Somehow.
Some goofball in a hat.
But but no, man. I do want to get in this with him. The Chiefs fatigue. How real do you think that is? We talked about the Chiefs fatigue of, because it feels like, I don't know, I don't remember it feeling like there was huge Cowboy fatigue when they won those three championships in 4 years. I don't, like even like the Lakers, I don't remember there being huge Lakers fatigue when Shaq and Kobe, not like to this point where it was just like so badly, I don't want to see this. Maybe it's because they've had repeat Super Bowl matchups with the Niners and the Eagles, but how much do you believe in that Chiefs fatigue that's going through right now?
Yeah, like, again, it's like the, like I don't I guess I just don't live in that world. I don't sense any kind of Chiefs fatigue. I do think from a fan's perspective, like you get tired of seeing the same your team not win and their team that team. You know, continue to win, and so you get a little bit of, obviously a little animosity there, a little bit of hate there. I think that's natural, but just the fatigue of the Chiefs winning and Pat Mahomes and Andy Reid doing amazing things. I know I personally am not fatigued with any of it, so I don't know. Yeah, no, it doesn't. I mean, I enjoy the hell out of watching it, man. Them dudes are great, and shoot, I, like I said before, I love seeing things happen in my lifetime that's never happened before.
Have you hit it, Tyler? Have you hit the fatigue?
I mean, fatigued with the refs always looking out for him, maybe. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. JK.
Go ahead.
But, no, I wouldn't say that. I'm very sorry, Ron, but I'm rooting against them on Sunday. I don't want to see them continue to dominate not only football but the AFC and everything that entails, but I wouldn't say I'm fatigued of greatness, no.
The only team I remember that was like this that I got fatigued over was the Spurs. They were just boring to me. Like, they were – like, I was good on a Spurs – Pistons final again. Like the Spurs, and I recognize the greatness of Tim Duncan, but they did nothing for me. I didn't like it was a deal of, you know, sometimes I watch Duke to lose. If a game's close, I can get in there and roll in to hope Duke loses, or watch teams to enjoy. I watch the Spurs. I just like, oh, all right, hey, just get it over with. Like that. That's the only team that I think was on a dynasty that was great. You know what? I am intrigued to watch.
What's that?
I want to see how Tom Brady is in that booth, because Tom Brady is calling this thing. Like, I want to know if there is a prop bet on somehow Tom mentioning the fact that Patrick Mahomes has been beaten three times. And two of the times it's been by him. Like, I wonder in some form or fashion, yeah. Because you know what the talk is going to start. Like, I do think, Glenn, if Mahomes wins this Super Bowl and he wins the Super Bowl MVP like he has done, and that's four by the time he's 29, I do think we will start to hear that conversation of the Brady-Mahomes thing really pick up.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, Tom's in that booth. I feel like Tom is going to make sure that competitive son of a gun. You're gonna, I feel like we'll get a, yeah. And I remember when I faced the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
Yes,
and like I feel like he's gonna let you remember.
What we had to do was this.
Yeah, I feel like he's gonna be up there to let you know and have you remember that Patrick ain't never beat me in the playoffs. I've ended his season twice. He's done it all to everybody else. I've ended this. Because damn sure, Clint, we ain't going to get no. Yeah, man. I think this puts him as the best of all time.
Sure, yeah.
I don't think I'm going to get that. Hell, Clint, I feel like Tom might think about suiting up for the Raiders. Like I I'm not joking. I think Tom, it would cross Tom's mind.
Well, I don't think you can as an owner.
They take that from you? You can't. Can you
I'm pretty
not?
Sure you can't.
Can, is that true? Cheryl, can you not play for the team if you're an owner? Well, why would they stop
Cheryl?
You? I know you can as a coach, or at least in other sports. Can you? I that would be a first if I didn't know that. I think, well, then I think.
I'm about 60% sure.
Clint's correct. Maybe,
is it correct?
No, NFL players cannot play for the team that they own because the NFL prohibits non-family employees from acquiring equity in any given team.
Well, can NFL owners play for other teams?
That'd be a hell of a deal, wouldn't it?
Talk like, about fixed games.
Could he go back to the Patriots? No, I didn't. Yeah, man, I didn't. I didn't realize that you couldn't do that. Well, I guess he won't do that.
Great job,
from the text line, you could say the Patriots fatigue was during the whole time that Tom Brady started winning Super Bowls. See, I didn't get Patriots fatigue. I thought I was impressed by Tom Brady.
I think the only fatigue I've experienced is that mouth guard chewing SOB and all the Warriors during that run.
Oh, see, that was fun too.
I was so sick of those turds.
And I was getting my heart torn out of it by LeBron losing every time too. But that was see, I didn't like the fun great teams that are interesting, and the Patriots were interesting, and Tom and his greatness and his ability to just take over the league when he doesn't look like he's supposed to take over the league.
Yeah.
That was entertaining to me.
Yeah, that was entertaining to me as well. But I will, since you make that point, Brady and New England, I did, like, in my group over in Baytown, like, there's a couple of them that just hate Brady. And I think it has to do with the fact that he won it so much. You know what I mean? And so there was probably some Patriot
the
fatigue there.
They stopped
and
the
he mouth kisses his son. Yeah.
Does he really?
You ain't seen that?
Yes, I have.
Oh.
Oh, so, yep, we're going to be joined by the great Kevin Harlan here just soon as he's walking over to us. Take your time, Kevin.
This is drive time, isn't it, back in Houston?
No, I want Kevin to take his time. Kevin is, he is moving, though. Kevin looks like he does get a good jog in every day here. But, no, man, he's one of the best in the business. As he calls it all, man. Let's hey, take a load off, Kevin. Get you a nice comfy seat here. Yeah, get in the big chair. Lean back on that thing a little bit there. There it is. Kevin Harlan puts on the headset here as he is.
Holy smokes! I'm gonna fall asleep.
As Kevin Harlan joins us in the exclusive furniture hot seat.
All right, that sounds like the real Kevin Harlan.
Yeah, it absolutely is. I don't need to check this ID, Kev. We need a little help.
What do you need?
I mean, you've been in this business a long time. I got to know how you would have handled this.
All right, we got Kevin.
We got a gentleman sat down in that chair claiming he was Stephon Diggs.
Yeah,
and we got about damn near 5 minutes into it. The whole time we're going.
Could you tell something was up?
I did from the jump.
But he did look like an athlete. He had big sunglasses on, so you couldn't
he favored him.
And so it was one of those. We got about almost 5 minutes in, a few questions in, and finally he goes, "Hey man,
421.
Are you punking us?" The gig was up at that point.
But he said, "Yeah,
yeah, oh yeah, And he just sat there with a headset on, like we're going to keep talking to him.
You know, I work with Craig Sager at TNT, and he went up in the stands one night, and he was told it was Chris Webber's dad up there, and he started interviewing this guy as the play-by-play is going on, the game is going on, back and forth, they're missing baskets because he's talking to Chris Webber's dad, and then about 2 minutes into it, they said, "Craig, that's not Weber's dad. That's not Weber's dad."
So how did he get out of it?
I think he's all right, Kevin. Back to you.
That's what I did. I said,
"How did they let a Stephon Diggs look-alike or act-alike get in here?"
That's beyond us two.
And this is Houston, right?
This is Houston.
You guys should know what he is.
Yeah,
but sometimes the glasses, a hat. I mean, you don't know.
I thought it at first.
Immediately, it was one of those like, this doesn't look like Steph Diggs.
Who brought him over here? Like some handler, or did he just?
No, I don't think he had a handler either.
That might have been a giveaway too. We were sitting here in the middle of the segment. He sat down and thought, "What is that stick?"
Oh my gosh! You should have beat the crap out of him.
Tell him, Kev.
I didn't, the whole time, I'll be honest with you, Kev. Like the whole time, I realized it wasn't him when he sat down. We were told it was him before he sat down.
But you thought, I thought it was a
different athlete, so I didn't want to be a jackass.
I didn't want
to be like, man, what the hell are you doing? You're not that, because he looked like an athlete.
Yeah,
so I didn't want to disrespect him. And so it was one of those where he's texting this guy going, "Hey man, this ain't what's going on here." So we really didn't know how to handle it at that point in time.
I just find that's
very awkward, isn't it? Yeah, I'm so sorry that happened.
Well, now it's funny.
I mean,
but at the end, did you say, "Get your fanny out of here"?
It was weird. I responded.
I personally was like, "Hey man, you got us for a good
move on
3.5 minutes, man."
So he took off the headset. Did he sit and talk with you guys or no?
No, he walked off.
I think he said his name was TC.
Yeah.
Well, if I told him, I'd have told him to enjoy listening to you on Westwood One coming up as you'll be doing the Super Bowl. We were just talking about this, and I wanted to get your thoughts because you're calling games around the city, and you've called some Chiefs games. You had the great call in the Denver game where the block was there, and the Chiefs have won. It was a great call. The fatigue factor, are you feeling that? Is that a narrative, or are you feeling that around the country that there is a fatigue factor with the Chiefs and they're always winning and being at this point?
Well, I think there clearly is. Fifth time in 6 years they've been to a Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
Did people feel it with Jordan and the Bulls? Did people feel it with Kobe and Shaq and the Lakers? Do people feel it with the Yankees back, when we got into the 2000s, late 1990s? You know, I don't know. I get here's the way I look at it. is that what the Patriots did in the two decades prior to this, and it's weird that we've got two dynasties back-to-back, but we do.
Yep.
And the Patriots did it over two decades at different stages. But to think how hard, with a salary cap and with parity the way it is, to get to the Super Bowl three consecutive years and five times in 6 years, like that to me just is unfathomable in this day and age with the player movement and all the things you've got to deal with. And when you get that big quarterback, it then cuts what you can do at positions around your roster. When you look back at Cowboys of the 70s, 80s, and into the 90s, when you look at Pittsburgh in the 70s, Green Bay in the 60s, San Francisco in the 80s, how many Hall of Famers are on those teams? Yeah. I mean, countless. And, like, double digits. How many Hall of Famers did Tom Brady play with in New England? He played with the tight end.
Gronk.
He had the head coach.
Teddy Bruschi, did he get in? I can't remember. Richard Seymour, I think he did.
I don't think Seymour is in.
Is he not?
I don't. It doesn't seem like it. The point is, you can count them on one hand. Yeah. And that's over 20 years. How many are on the Chiefs now with Mahomes? Head coach, the tight end.
Jones.
Maybe the defensive lineman. Maybe Tooney, because this would be his fifth win. Not many.
Yep.
So what these organizations are doing is making the biggest game against the strongest odds in the salary cap era, which is just incredibly difficult to do, and then do it consistently. So my response is just appreciate what this is. We're a little spoiled that we've had back-to-back dynasties and these runs and these quarterbacks, which are going to be, you know, maybe 1-2 overall when we look back at it. So hard to do, so hard to pull off. I guess I just admire it.
Yeah. Kid, what about I want to talk about this game specifically with Jalen Hurts. We know how great Pat is, and we know the respect Pat gets from all angles, right? But it seems like Jalen Hurts, I don't want to necessarily say disrespected, but he's always questioned of you know, his ability and his, you know, can he get him to the Super Bowl? Can they win the big one? Can they this? What's your viewpoint of Jalen Hurts in a nutshell?
Well, I think that he's clearly an unconventional quarterback, but Mahomes is unconventional too. His angles of throwing, the way he uses a different moving pocket to release the ball, but Hurts is. First of all, he would have been the MVP in the Super Bowl a couple of years ago had they won. I mean, like, he played an unbelievable game. He was incredible. But I think Hurts is on just a skill level, throwing, standing in the pocket, all that. He's good to very good. I think what makes him special is his ability to feel the defense as the play is unraveling or unwinding, and making the move to throw on the run or to run it himself. And his running ability is terrific. Is it as good as Lamar? No. Is it as powerful as Allen? No, but close. But he just plays winning football. He was a winner at Alabama. He was a winner at Oklahoma. Every place he's won, because of the way he's played, he's never been the flashiest quarterback. And he's never been the most talented quarterback, but he's a winning quarterback. And you know what? In the NFL, they've been two now the last 3 years in the Super Bowl, the Eagles, with him as their starting guy. He's doing every bit of what he should be doing. And I don't know that he'll ever win an MVP in the regular season. I don't know that he's got that kind of individual skill set. But he can be as commanding a presence on the field, and he can change a game by what he does at the line of scrimmage. And those are qualities that make him about as well-rounded a quarterback as you're going to find. Some, you know, oh, he's a runner. Or some, he's a passer. Some, big arm. Some, he'll outthink everybody else. This guy, I think, touches all of those points which makes him incredibly valuable.
Kevin Harlan, Westwood One. You can hear it right here live on Sports Radio 610. He will have the call for the Super Bowl. Before we get you out of here, is Saquon Barkley, is he the most important player in this game?
He is indeed. Yep. If Barkley runs the way he's run all regular season and how he's done in the three postseason games that the Eagles have played right now, I just don't know. Even as good as the Chiefs are in stopping the run, I don't know that they can get him. And if they get him, they got to worry about Hurts. And if they stop Hurts, then they go back to Barkley. Or they've got these receivers who are probably underutilized a little bit, and I could see them playing a bigger role than the passing game has shown during the postseason. Their defense is lights out. Their offensive line is the best in pro football, even with the Dickerson injury and how they're trying to maneuver the center position. But I'm a big believer that this is the Chiefs' sternest challenge. And the weight of trying to win a third in a row is incalculable. It's not been done.
Never seen it, yeah.
Except the 30s Packers and the 60s Packers in professional football history. So they're trying to do something that no one has ever done. No quarterback has ever been to this many Super Bowls under 29 or under 30 years of age. And Mahomes is on a trek now that who knows where it's going to end. And he's all about winning. He's the personal. They didn't have a 4,000-yard passer. They didn't have a 1,000-yard rusher. They didn't have a 1,000-yard receiver. So they really did it with connectivity and as a team. They are such a team, and they believe and trust in that game plan so much that at the end of the day, if it's, you know, as close as we think it's going to be, it's hard to say the Chiefs will not win.
Kevin, talk about you specifically in preparation for something like this. I'm listening to you talk, and I'm going, yeah, he's got the most of the points down, and that's just, I mean, you got a running bank of all these, doing it so often. But, like, between now and game time, like, what's your prep look like for the game?
You know what? The shows like this and all the newspaper articles and all the notes that have come out over the last 2 weeks, this is the easiest game to prepare for. But at the end of the day, only thing I'm concerned about is our call, and our broadcast will not be judged in how many quick little nuggets we get out there. It'll be because it's been covered for 2 weeks. Most people are going to know all the storylines.
Yeah.
There'll be a pertinent statistic we can throw in there, and we're all into that, and we get that. But at the end of the day, it's going to be our call. And what I think about is not, okay, I cannot forget that he hasn't thrown a pick since week 11. I cannot forget that Kelsey is the all-time.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm leading, you know, whatever. What I think about is making sure that I've got my mechanics in place and that the gravity of the game and the spectacle of the game, the festiveness of this event don't, you know, overpower my emotions. And it's another game. It's no different than calling the Texans against the Cowboys on Monday night a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
It's no different. And if you treat it that way with the same kind of diligence and preparation, hopefully it falls in the right lane for us. So I'm more concerned about that.
Kevin, we appreciate you joining us. You're one of the guys that I think universally, I've never met anyone who says, oh, I can't watch a Kevin Harlan game. You always make the game feel bigger.
Well, you're sure nice to see.
And we appreciate you joining us. Enjoy the game and the weekend, and good luck on the call.
Thanks, and good things are heading for the Texans. And I love the Rockets. We haven't talked about the Rockets.
I've done two of their games. More. There we go.
I did one in Sacramento 2 weeks ago, and then last week did one in Memphis. Man, are they dynamite. Amen, Thompson.
Come on now, he's coming.
Five game skid, Kevin. You worried about him?
Nope. Right coach, right players. Everything's right. Don't panic. Just enjoy a young team getting its traction in the most competitive conference in the NBA with players that will be stars for you in your home team colors for years to come. They've built this team beautifully. They've done, Rafael, a beautiful job constructing this team. I'm so high on the Rockets. They've become my favorite team in the league.
All right, you just switched that fast. All right,
Hey, Mr. Pines,
you're gonna break down the
so
Kraken Force. No, I'm kidding. That's Kevin Harlan.
Thanks, guys.
Coming up, 5 o'clock fire. Why he's one of the greatest? He gave us a little nugget to think about.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing? Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.